This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend, Larry Richard, anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Paul, you know how this part of the country, southwestern Pennsylvania, appreciates our men and women who have served, and especially the families who also sacrifice greatly, and those individuals who have paid the ultimate price.
We have a large number of veterans in our listening area.
We absolutely do. And I want to introduce you to John Dudo, who graduated from Center Area High School, Bachelor of Science degree in Marine Engineering, served 14 years in the U.S. Merchant Marines as Chief Engineer and concurrently a Lieutenant in the U.S. Navy Ready Reserves. John Dudo, good morning, John.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Paul.
When I heard General Pete Tulare, United States Marine Corps, said, Larry, you've got to talk to John about what they're doing every home game for the Washington Wild Things, and tell us how you got involved in Legacies Alive and what exactly it is you're doing starting next week.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, so as you said, I graduated from Center High School, a local guy here in Western PA, went off to the Merchant Marine Academy and then in the Navy for 14 years, and I got involved in an organization in 2014 called Legacies Alive. After the loss of a very dear friend, I met the organization called Legacies Alive. They're an amazing group, all founded by combat veterans, and their mission is to provide unwavering support to our nation's Gold Star families and ensure the legacies of our fallen heroes remain forever alive. And we have a very, very strong contingent here in the Pittsburgh area of team members and volunteers. While we are a nationwide nonprofit, we have a very, very strong team here in Pittsburgh, an amazing team of volunteers and team members. And we do legacy events where we bring our Gold Star families together to feel that connection and camaraderie and healing. And we do the Army-Navy game every year. And being Pittsburghers, we like to tailgate, right? So
yes,
we
sir.
Head up to Boston. Yeah, we love to tailgate. And we like to celebrate the lives our heroes lived. And, you know, our families have that heavy spot in their heart every day. The sacrifice that our families made, it never goes away. But if we can bring some comfort into their hearts for a moment, for a day, for a weekend, that's our mission.
John,
bring them together.
Curious to know what you do specifically for Gold Star families. And by the way, we have listeners who probably don't know what a Gold Star family is, but tell them that and then sure. What you're doing for them, you know, on a typical day.
Sure. So Gold Star families are families who have lost an immediate family member in service to our country. It may be a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, or a daughter or son who have lost that individual, paying the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. We bring these families in. I meet them mostly by word of mouth, face-to-face, or through phone calls or through connections. And we operate on three. What we do on a daily basis, we coordinate legacy events where we bring our families together for healing and purposes. We coordinate building memorials in the hometowns of their fallen hero. We call legacy projects, and we do legacy challenges, which are physical challenges of an extreme nature to raise awareness to the life and character of those fallen heroes. Which we have the Pittsburgh Marathon coming up here. And last weekend, we were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee for the Mountain Man Memorial March. It's a 26.2-mile marathon. It's a heavy 35-pound ruck throughout the Smoky Mountains. And we had about 940 participants and over 150 Gold Star families there for the weekend to meet new friends and meet new acquaintances. So that's what a Gold Star family is, and that's how our events is where we bring them together for healing and camaraderie. And we did the Army-Navy game up in Boston, and one of the guests that we had was Dr. Andrew Lucas from Washington, PA, who came along as a donor and a supporter, and the trip changed his life. And he went on a mission to do something special here in Pittsburgh, which led to our partnership with the Washington Wild Things this summer. And their amazing CEO, Christine Blaine, we've had a series of meetings. And Andy has named the project A Season to Remember. And at every home game, all 48 home games this season at the Washington Wild Thing Stadium, a fallen hero from the Western Pennsylvania area will be honored in that game. And at that game as well will be his or her Gold Star parents or family members and extended family to pay tribute and honor to that hero, to their family, and the freedoms we have today.
I think it's a tremendous way to honor those families. A season to remember John Dudo. You can go to legaciesalive.com to get details. Tremendous mission, and I really appreciate your passion and your doing this, and it's going to be a true season to remember each game for those families for sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, John. And John, you're the senior project manager at McClure Company. What do you guys do?
We do industrial piping and mechanical construction. Today we're up here at Cleveland Cliffs in Butler, PA.
All right. Well, safe travels all the way to Butler.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the opportunity to spread the word of our mission and this special project we have with the Washington Wild Things called A Season to Remember, going on all summer long. Opening day is May 10th and runs through September 1st.
It's an honor to spread the word for you.
Yeah, outstanding, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
On behalf of all of our families.
You got it. Legaciesalive.com.
I did a little research while we were talking, and I found out that in the metropolitan statistical area for Pittsburgh, there are 190,000 veterans.
Exactly. And think about this, Paul. At any given time, 1% of the population is in active service. But there are also, obviously, many veterans, and we have, if not the highest, one of the highest concentrations of veterans in southwestern Pennsylvania. And not a single day goes by that there isn't an opportunity to thank them and their families who have sacrificed. And in this case, that's why I thought it was so special to bring to everybody's attention.
How did you find out about it, Larry?
General Pete Tulare told me. He said, Larry, I know you have a soft spot for veterans. This is an extraordinary opportunity. So we thank the Wild Things, too. That's a great tribute to the men and women who have paid the ultimate price.